Hello, this is my first Boo recording. I'm just checking to see the quality of the recording and if it's a useful piece of software and it links up with my Facebook and Twitter account okay, then I think I'll continue using it. So I'm really looking forward to using this software. So just to describe a bit about myself, I'm Associate Professor of Human Resource Management at Daito Bunka University, and it has two campuses, the university, one in Itabashi, which is downtown Tokyo, and the other in Higashimatsuyama, which is the next prefecture to Tokyo called Saitama Prefecture. And the Higashimatsuyama campus takes up half the side of a mountain. It's a beautiful campus, and with a lake and everything there on campus, so a very beautiful campus indeed. On Mondays, I teach at the Higashimatsuyama campus there. I teach three courses. The first course I teach is in problem solving, and basically I try to equip the students with skills to think about things in different ways, to approach things differently. And that's a very fun class because it's very hands-on and the students feel that they achieve a great amount of self-development, which leads to greater sense of self-confidence. The next class I teach is a first-year seminar class, and the purpose of this class is to give the students an introduction to academic life at university, meaning how to conduct studies, how to write research papers, how to give presentations, but also it has a more human face as well. We look at how we can encourage students to develop friendships amongst one another. And one thing that I've learned about that, in that regard anyway, is that friends that I've made during my undergraduate school days, or university undergraduate days, they're friends that have lasted for quite a long time. So I'm in my 40s now, so I would have been in my very early 20s, in my late teens. And so it's over 20 years that I've remained in contact with friends that I've made from my undergraduate days at university. And a lot of these friends have gone on to become owners or entrepreneurs of their own companies, and many of them are scattered throughout the world, mainly in Asia. And I'm in contact with them and able to get in contact with them through the internet. So it's a very good system, I guess, to try and encourage students to, through the seminar class, develop friendships, because it will help them definitely later on as they pursue their own careers after graduation. And then after that class, I conduct a course which is entitled Overseas or International Internship. Internships have become very popular recently, or over the past few years at least, in Japan domestically, but there are no internships designed for students to take overseas, and the largest barrier is because a lot of the Japanese lack the sufficient English language skills to be able to do an internship at, say, a marketing or a newspaper or a television company. So the focus of this particular internship is more in tune with what we would call work experience. So we have the students work in stores and different things in Vancouver. It's project-based, which means they have to come up with an idea for how to improve the way in which the store does things. So it's a very interesting and exciting program for the students. And the students have come up with ideas that the stores have put into place and actually have increased the sales of the stores, which is very positive. So our university is now very well known in Vancouver. So this is my first recording and I'm about to finish it now. So thank you for your patience for listening, and hopefully it'll work. Bye.